pick this. Oh, no. Yeah, our topic is light bulbs, but I'm supposed to have some say over the music that gets tied in to the topic. Who picked this? Is this Miracle Mike? Is this our engineer, Miracle Mike? Holy cow. Where's my pink slips? Did you bring my file of pink slips? I keep them with me all the time. Next thing you know, he's going to put on like some Barry Manilow or something. I'm going to fire him as soon as I get back to the studio. Oh, stop it! I am fired. You're fired, Mike. Would you stop it? We're here talking about light bulbs in your house. And we appreciate y'all tuning in. Glad you're here. We're here with a special guest, Alan Childers from Statewide Lighting, our light bulb Mensa expert know-it-all. If you've got any questions you'd like to ask about a particular lighting effect you'd like to get accomplished in your home, feel free to give us a ring now. We won't just take calls on light bulbs. I want y'all to know, as always, our daughter, Julia, is there at the office receiving calls, doing the call screening. Give us a ring at the toll-free number, 1-888-767-4348. Julia will find out your name, where you're calling from, and your question, and we'll do everything we can in our power to answer that question and give you the information that is absolutely perfectly correct and right and up to date for you, the Arizona homeowner. It's our goal and objective every Saturday morning to become every Arizona homeowner's best friend. Let's dive into topic on light bulbs. As I was telling you at the bottom of the hour, just before the bottom of the hour break, I had Jennifer do a little inventory of the light bulbs in our home to find out that we have 50, and we don't have a big home. I mean, we this is not a big home. This is just a little 2,400 square foot, three bedroom, two bath, modest home, been in it for, I don't know, 25, 26 years, something like that. But we have remodeled the kitchen. And I can remember when we were remodeling the kitchen, it was about 10, 12 years ago. We had four recess cans in the entire kitchen area, and I left the house that morning. The electrician was up there wiring in the lights that he was going to put in the ceiling, and I said, look, I'm going to leave it up to you. Why don't you just give us the light you think this room deserves and needs? Just know that old Rosie likes a lot of light. Wow. We went from four recess cans to 18 recess cans. But would you agree, Jennifer, it's just about the right amount?
It does work, and there's different combinations. You can have more or less. But you are the light guy, because sometimes I don't even realize they've burned out. And you walk in, you go, you know, turn the lights on. So you do like light.
And since we've put those 18 lights in, you haven't mistaken spaghetti sauce for salsa. She made a salsa pizza one night.
Yeah. Glasses help, too.
Glasses help, too. So we have Alan Childers here from Statewide Lighting.
Wait,
Alan,
did you eat it or did you make something else?
I served it to Carol and her friend, and they started complaining that it was too spicy. I'm like, what is wrong with you guys? And I took a bite. I was like, oh.
All right. So we have the kitchen, and we have the recess cans. Like I say, we have 18 of them. It is just about the right amount. We have a dark sautilla tile floor.
Just quickly, do you have those on a dimmer?
Yeah, we do.
Then what did you need 18 for?
We never dim them.
Oh, all right. Okay.
And unless we're entertaining or doing like a little mood setting or something.
Right. Okay.
But then we have under cabinet lighting. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Correct.
Then we have two little special bulbs that come in the exhaust hood. You know, to light up the cooked up area. Then we have like this wall in the kitchen for art display. So that's like these little directional hooded halogen bulbs. Okay, so we've got those. Then, of course, you have your oven, your refrigerator, and a pantry. It's just a keyless porcelain, so you can put any one of a number of different bulbs in there. Sure. And then we have the ceiling fan lights, which are like the little candelabras. Just in our kitchen, there are eight different light bulb types.
Yeah, you can probably see it from the moon, too, if you turn them all on.
Oh, we're going to get in trouble now.
The power grid. Special transformer outside Rosie's house.
Rosie's working.
Let's just talk about that recess can. Okay, like I say, you know, we have several in the room. I like it just the way it is. The electrician did it for us, I think, is a genius. But how many different bulbs do you carry or are out there on the retail shelves that I could pick to fill that one recess can?
Well, yeah, I mean, there's probably, I don't know, 20 to 30 that you could actually use in the recess can. It's what you are trying to achieve with that is what dictates and cuts it back down to a manageable amount of bulbs to put in it. You know, general lighting, we're just trying to wash the area. You know, we can go down to just a couple bulbs that we want to use. If you're trying to highlight, like you've got some art niches and stuff, you know, in that recess can, then we can cut that down to just a couple of bulbs. We're trying to figure out what we are. But you get into beam spreads, you get into color, you get into, you know, here again, are we lighting up a dark wall? Are we lighting up a red painting instead of a blue painting?
Yeah. That's interesting. Now, I've never thought of that.
So, I mean, a big research deal, and just off topic here, off of your house for a second, is a big research study that was conducted out of New York City on art galleries, and they brought in art curators from all over the world and set up a couple of different displays, and they found that not one of the curators could agree on the type of just one light bulb to work in the LED
for. Wow.
And they have, in that they needed different light bulbs for each room depending on what they were trying to light.
Wow.
We're all in agreement that the LED was the best way to go.
Very good. You know, actually, I have 18 recess cans in my kitchen ceiling. You know, we're actually short one. We need one more.
Where?
Above the kitchen sink, and I'll tell you why. He centered the bulb right above the kitchen sink. And we have one of those kitchen faucets that have a big head on the end, big fat head on the end. And when I'm trying to clean dishes, and I think Jennifer would testify, I clean dishes on a fairly regular basis. I don't like leaving the kitchen dirty. There's a shadow right there on the pot underneath the head that I'm trying to clean. It drives me nuts. We need one more so there can be two lights coming down and wipe the shadow out.
Yeah, you needed to offset it. If you had that, you know, a big head.
What about a faucet with a light in the very center the perforated holes for the water all
Romy,
around it?
Now, quit laughing at me, because what I've started doing is wearing my REI camping headlight
on
my
get a picture of this.
Boy, it's sexy, let me tell you.
But them pots are clean, I'll tell you that. We're going to talk light bulbs all morning, as well as any topic you'd like to talk about. The number's 1-888-767-4348. We have Connie and Grace on hold. Y'all hold on 1 minute. Romy, what have you got for us in the digital newsroom of the week?
We're all about helping homeowners, and we do that in a number of different ways. But what happens when a homeowner is a contractor and he wants to get on our referral network? Brett writes in and he goes through all the great credentials that he has, and young entrepreneur, probably mid-30s, and you know, successful business for a couple of years, but he's trying to get in a category that's full. We work a lot on supply and demand as it relates to our referral network. He's a roofer, and the Phoenix market, we currently have four. And those four roofers keep up with the demand that our homeowners have. So, Brett, if you want to be on the network in a full category, you have to take the example of this Sears repairman across the town who's referring Rosie on the House to all his clients that he does home sites for, and he can't. You have to help create the demand. So spread the word of Rosie on the House, just like our Sears repairman, who sent the Freemans to us to help with an underwater leak that he went out thinking the homeowner thought it was something with the water heater. He said, nope, it's an underground leak. You got to call Rosie on the House, get somebody there. So help that demand, man. Every job you go to, make sure you're spreading the word of Rosie on the House.
For the safety and protection of the Arizona homeowners, because we are getting report after report after report of the rampant criminals and crooks and crooked guys that are out there. I don't know what's going on right now. The moon just must be full moon every day right now. It's wacko nuts right now.
We do have an opening, though. Mobile and modular homes. We've been seeing more and more requests for work and maintenance. And honestly, I have a hard time finding somebody. And when you do, it doesn't seem like they're around long. So if you specialize in mobile and modular homes and home repairs, give us a call. We will put you through the screening process and have work for you. Michael is one of many frustrated Tucsonians who want a home energy audit. There was a short time.
Ticklish here.
It was there. But it's why it's caught on and lasted so long in APSNSRP is because it's subsidized from a $400 service down to a $99 service. That's not something offered through Tucson. I called TEP, was on hold for an hour, finally got through. They gave me a number after they said it's not something they do. It was a toll-free number that rings twice, hangs up, and then the six times I tried it, I've called Timco. She said, yeah, we had someone great, but she had a death in the family, moved back to the South, and so they closed their doors. We don't have one, so it's something that we do like.
It's a sin. It's a sin. It can't get traction in Tucson. Yeah. It really is.
So, Mike, it's not that we're promoting something we don't endorse. We just – that industry is not – not really gotten off the ground in Tucson. A couple great referrals or testimonials here. Margaret writes in about Doug at Stucco Renovations helping her out on some siding. And a great letter on Pinnacle Roofing, one of our Rosie certified partners that came in this week. All those and more at rosieonthehouse.com.